Our schooling futures, stronger together. Whiria ngā kura, tua tinitini. Final report by tomorrow's school's independent task force. Summary report. Whiria ngā kura, tua tinitini. Refers to the weaving together of schools, kura, and is an exhortation to action. Embedded within are notions of connectedness, interdependence, strength drawn from collaboration, as well as an implicit future focus. The term originates from the whakatauki, whiria te kaha tua tinitini, whiria te kaha tua manomano. Contents. Overview. Our desired schooling system. The case for change. Our recommendations. Education Support Agency, better support for the whole system. Supporting boards of trustees. Supporting school leadership. Supporting teachers, kaiako. Strengthening schooling provision. More equitable access to schooling. Disability and learning support. Improved resourcing. Strengthened national education agencies. Next steps. Overview. We were appointed to review the provision of compulsory schooling in Aotearoa New Zealand, with a focus on developing a schooling system that promotes equity and excellence for all young people and prepares them for the challenges and opportunities they will face in the future. In presenting this final report, we want to make three essential points at the outset about what, in our view, is critical to the success of Aotearoa New Zealand's future compulsory schooling system. 1. Te Tiriti o Waitangi, and the rights of the child must be foundational. 2. Success is not possible without trust. 3. Decision-making must be localised as much as possible. The report contains one major recommendation for each of the systemic issues we have identified. For each, there is an associated set of specific actions that we believe need to be taken in order to give practical effect to the recommendation. We have not arrived at these recommendations and actions lightly. During the last 15 months, we have had the opportunity to both consider the evidence and research and engage widely with people, communities, and organizations throughout the country. We have carefully considered all of the feedback we received, and this process alongside the evidence has very much guided us in forming our final recommendations. We believe that now is the time to build a consensus about core aspects of the schooling system so that policy development, resourcing, and implementation can operate in harmony for the long-term benefit of learners / ākonga and whānau. We expect it to take 5 to 10 years to build the capacity and capability required. Bali Haak, Chair. Barbara Ala Alatoa, Professor Mere Berryman, Professor John O'Neill, Dr. Kathy Wiley. Our desired schooling system. Making recommendations for change must be based on an agreed notion of purpose. What kind of schooling system are we trying to create? Any recommendations should move us towards creating our desired education system. Our desired schooling system. 1. Embodies biculturalism and genuine equity and partnership between Māori, Pākehā, and Tauiwi under Te Tiriti o Waitangi. 2. Prioritises the rights and best interests of children and young people and the pursuit of social justice and allocates resources accordingly. 3. Meets the needs and potential of diverse learners / ākonga and communities, particularly those whose needs are not currently being met. 4. Values the prior knowledge and experiences of all as the basis for new learning, and enables children and young people to reach their fullest potential in becoming connected, confident, and active lifelong learners / ākonga. 5. Ensures all learners / ākonga are able to make thoughtful, genuine, and ethical choices about their learning, work, and life, and thus contribute to their communities and our country's social, economic, and environmental well-being. We believe that it is important to view the schooling system as a learning ecosystem. A learning ecosystem draws from both Te Ao Māori and Te Ao Pākehā. It is designed for learning, and it is a system that keeps learning so that it is continually improving. It is a system that provides good learning for everyone. The case for change. Is our current system design working effectively? Why is change needed? Aotearoa New Zealand was recently ranked 33 out of 38 developed countries for its overall educational inequality. 1. The legacy of system failure to invest the necessary resources in achieving equity and excellence for all learners, ākonga, is an education debt that we must commit to repay. There is no quick fix to addressing the disparities in educational outcomes that schooling has contributed to. Significant system transformation is required. Creating a future-focused, well-connected, adaptable, and responsive learning ecosystem. Since the introduction of tomorrow's schools in 1989, the world has changed rapidly and profoundly. We believe that the current settings of our education system will not allow us to address existing challenges or embrace the exciting opportunities of the future. In Aotearoa, New Zealand, each school, kura, has for the most part been a self-managing island, loosely connected to each other and with distant relationships to the centre. This has created high levels of autonomy, but has left schools, kura, to learn largely on their own. The result is slow and uneven transfers of professional knowledge and skills, wide variability in learner ākonga performance across schools, kura, even within the same decile, and low levels of trust across the system. We need to move to a high-trust, lower-cost, high-impact system, and to transition from the independence of my school to the interdependence of our schools within our schooling system. Our recommendations. All our recommendations are based on the premise that governance, management, and administration of the schooling system must be founded on Te Tiriti o Waitangi and the rights of the child to enable every learner, ākonga, to belong, have holistic well-being, and succeed whoever they are and wherever they are in the system. 1. Supporting Boards of Trustees. The Boards of Trustees are provided with more professional support and oversight through the appointment of a leadership advisor to the board, mandated training, a national code of conduct, and timely interventions to address any problems, are more representative of their communities, and work more collaboratively across the network of schools, kura, so that they can better spread good practice and no longer have major responsibility for capital property projects or enrollment scheme development and consultation. 2. Supporting school leadership. That to assure the quality, diversity, and professional expertise of school kura leadership, a national leadership centre is established within the Teaching Council of Aotearoa New Zealand. The leadership centre develops national eligibility criteria and guidelines for principal to muaki appointment and performance review. The new role of leadership advisor in the Education Support Learning Network has responsibility to work with each principal to muaki and their board of trustees in and across schools, kura, and incentives to lead schools, kura, in more complex contexts are broadened. 3. Supporting teachers, kaiako. That to assure the quality, diversity, and professional expertise of teachers, kaiako, paraprofessionals, and specialist professionals, we have a comprehensive education workforce strategy that is implemented, monitored, and reviewed, improved pathways from initial training to full certification, paraprofessional career pathways, and a national curriculum centre located within the Ministry of Education that works with the National Education Support Agency to ensure teachers, kaiako, have high quality advice and resources. 4. Strengthening schooling provision. That the schooling provision strategy needs to facilitate a parallel kaupapa Māori pathway, be Te Tiriti o Waitangi led and inclusive of iwi, develop more effective transitions as learners, ākonga, move through the schooling system, expand full-service sites to provide additional services to communities with high levels of disadvantage, and make better use of digital and specialist learning expertise. 5. More equitable access to schooling. That equitable access to schooling for all learners, ākonga, needs to be assured through the establishment of independent parental and learner ākonga advocacy and complaints resolution panels, developing fairer enrolment processes, prioritising te reo Māori, prioritising Pacific language pathways, and better local provision planning. 6. Disability and learning support. That implementation of the national strategy and policy in disability and learning support must ensure effective collaboration and coordination with the Education Support Learning Network to improve and spread local knowledge, expertise, and accessibility. 7. Improved resourcing. That equity funding for the schooling sector is more equitably calculated and precisely distributed, and substantially increased. Additional staffing is provided for primary leadership and guidance counselling, and incentives are broadened for effective teachers, kaiako, and leaders to work in complex contexts. 8. Strengthened national education agencies that significantly increased decision-making and budget discretion to support schools kura be devolved through the establishment of education support learning networks as part of a new education support agency. The Ministry of Education significantly increases its focus on curriculum, learning, assessment, and pedagogy through the establishment of a high-level specialist curriculum centre. This will include stronger oversight of NCEA and New Zealand Qualifications Authority quality assurance processes. The school kura property portfolio is moved to a separate entity either within or outside of the ministry. A leadership centre be located in the Teaching Council of Aotearoa New Zealand, and a repurposed education review office focuses on systems review, evaluation of the performance of education agencies, and no longer undertakes individual school kura reviews. Education Support Agency. Better support for the whole system. Having considered all of the feedback and evidence, we believe a new entity, separate from the Ministry of Education, with a very strong local presence, is essential to address the enduring shortfall in support for our boards, leaders, teachers, kaiako, and communities, in order to build collaboration and trust across the system. We have called this entity the Education Support Agency. We expect it would have one national office and multiple local offices across the country. These would replace current Ministry of Education regional offices, which would be disestablished. The overarching functions of the Education Support Agency, which would not be involved in day-to-day school kura governance, would be to provide a connecting local layer between national agencies and schools kura to support boards of trustees, support school kura leaders, support teachers kaiako, support all the areas learners ākonga, and support high quality review and reporting. Because this new entity plays a pivotal role in many of our following recommendations, it is important to provide this high-level overview of this new piece of the system up front. Supporting boards of trustees. In Aotearoa, New Zealand, there is no doubt that our system of elected boards of trustees reflects a collective commitment to our communities, to our schools kura, and to our children. Many boards function well, and board members revel in their contributions that they can make to their local schools kura and to their communities. However, a number of boards also struggle. Recommendation 1. That boards of trustees are provided with more professional support and oversight through the appointment of a leadership advisor to the board, mandated training, a national code of conduct, and timely interventions to address any problems. Are more representative of their communities and work more collaboratively across the network of schools kura so that they can better spread good practice and no longer have major responsibility for capital property projects or enrollment scheme development and consultation. What we want to achieve. We want every school kura valued and supported by their community and board of trustees. We want to further strengthen the existing model of boards and make sure it works equally well for all schools kura and communities. Recommendation 1. Supporting boards of trustees. Actions to achieve. 1A. All areas of school kura governance decision-making are explicitly reviewed annually by boards to ensure adherence to Te Tiriti o Waitangi and the rights of the child. 1B. Boards of trustees give greater priority to 1. Working with the school kura community and mana whenua to set the strategic direction and plans for the school kura. 2. Monitoring and evaluating learner ākonga belonging, well-being and success. And 3. Working with other schools kura, iwi and government agencies for the mutual benefit of the learners ākonga, whānau and schools kura. 1C. a new role of leadership advisor is established to work with boards and principals to Muaki to maximize their success. 1D. All board members are required to undertake governance training with specific training for board chairs. 1E. All boards ensure representation from mana whenua, either by election or appointment. 1F. The Children's Commissioner reviews and updates the requirements for learner akonga participation in school kura governance, taking into account the United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child, Article 12. 1G. Responsibility for 5-year property agreement, 5YA, and major capital works is removed from boards of state schools kura, with an option for some schools kura to retain responsibility based on national criteria. Property matters for state integrated schools kura remain the responsibility of their proprietors. 1H. Property maintenance, financial and procurement services are made available to boards that wish to use them by the local education support learning network office. 1I. Developing and consulting about enrollment schemes is carried out by the local education support learning network, rather than the board, so that the best interests of all learners akonga and their whānau are taken into account. 1J. A national code of conduct for boards of trustees is established. 1K. To address governance and leadership problems that adversely affect schools kura, the powers and type of timely and responsive intervention are expanded and administered by the local Education Support Learning Network office. 2. Supporting school leadership. Effective school kura leaders are critical to the quality of teaching and learning in schools kura, and therefore to learner akonga belonging, well-being and success. They ensure that key decisions are underpinned by effective pedagogy, are able to analyse and solve complex problems, build relational trust with others, including whānau, and engage in conversations that lead to ongoing learning. Recommendation 2. That to assure the quality, diversity, and professional expertise of school kura leadership, a National Leadership Centre is established within the Teaching Council of Aotearoa New Zealand. The Leadership Centre develops national eligibility criteria and guidelines for principal to muaki appointment and performance review. The new role of leadership advisor in the Education Support Learning Network has responsibility to work with each principal to muaki and their board of trustees in and across schools kura, and incentives to lead schools kura in complex contexts are broadened. What we want to achieve. We want every school kura to have a highly effective principal to muaki. We want to have a system that develops leadership at all levels of schools kura and the schooling system. Actions to achieve. 2A. A leadership centre is established within the Teaching Council of Aotearoa New Zealand. 2B. The leadership centre sets national eligibility criteria for principal to muaki appointment and guidelines for performance review. It should also provide a single set of professional standards for principals to muaki to be used for their performance review. 2C. Leadership advisors employed by the Education Support Learning Network will work collaboratively with each principal to muaki in their school kura. Leadership advisors will also facilitate the collective contribution of principals to muaki to successful learning across the Education Support Learning Network. 2D. Incentives to attract highly capable principals to muaki to work in schools kura with more complex challenges are broadened. 3. Supporting teachers, kaiako. We know that the most important relationships learners akonga and whānau have in the school kura are with classroom teachers, kaiako. There is some very good teaching in schools kura, but the way our system is designed cannot guarantee that every learner akonga has a teacher, kaiako, who can confidently support them. Recommendation 3. That to assure the quality, diversity and professional expertise of teachers, kaiako, paraprofessionals and specialist professionals, we have a comprehensive education workforce strategy that is implemented, monitored, and reviewed. Improved pathways from initial training to full certification. Paraprofessional career pathways. And a national curriculum centre located within the Ministry of Education that works with the National Education Support Agency to ensure teachers, kaiako, have high quality advice and resources. What we want to achieve. Step change improvements in teaching and support for teachers kaiako can be made through building relationships of trust and respect. Teaching that builds on the knowledge, experiences, and understandings of the learner ākonga. A national strategy to grow sustainable teaching, leadership, and specialist professional workforces. Improvements in the learning pathway from initial teacher education to newly graduated teacher to fully certificated teacher kaiako. Creation of a new school kura paraprofessional career pathway to support learners' ākonga and teachers' kaiako, providing teachers' kaiako with the high-quality curriculum resources, advice, and learning opportunities they need to ensure learner ākonga success across the whole curriculum, and significantly strengthened local-level support for teacher kaiako, school kura, and ka hui ako collaboration and sharing of best practice. Recommendation 3. Supporting teachers kaiako. Actions to achieve. The Education Workforce 3A. A comprehensive education workforce strategy is implemented, monitored, reviewed, and publicly reported annually, with priority given to ensuring that the diversity of the learner ākonga population is reflected in the workforce. Pathway from initial teacher education to certification. 3B. National eligibility criteria for schools kura that wish to host student teachers kaiako and or employ beginning teachers kaiako are developed collaboratively by the Ministry of Education, Teaching Council, Initial Teacher Education Providers, and Professional Association peak bodies. 3C. The eligibility criteria include professional standards for the roles of tertiary teacher kaiako educator and in-school associate teacher and mentor teacher, and are developed collaboratively. 3D. Additional resources are provided in the system to significantly improve the pathway from initial teacher education to fully certificated teacher kaiako. Recognizing the costs to a school kura of supporting learner ākonga and beginning teachers kaiako. 3E. The Education Support Agency, working with local education support learning network directors, approve schools kura that meet the national eligibility criteria in order to employ and access the additional resources to support and mentor beginning teachers kaiako. Paraprofessional careers, 3F. The education workforce strategy should identify and support career and employment pathways, occupational or cultural standards, and associated professional development for teacher aides and cultural experts who undertake roles which support learners, ākonga, and their whānau, and maximise teachers' kaiako pedagogical role. Professional support. 3G. A national curriculum centre is established and located within the Ministry of Education to enable effective delivery of the New Zealand curriculum and Te Marautanga o Aotearoa for all learners' ākonga. 3H. The curriculum centre works collaboratively with the Education Support Agency to grow and sustain local expertise. 3I. The Education Support Agency has discretionary professional support, advisory, and specialist professional services funding to respond coherently to locally identified needs and support collaboration and sharing of best practice. Communities of Learning, Ka Hui Ako. 3J. Funding for Ka Hui Ako is reallocated to the local education support learning networks. 3K. Requirements for the Ka Hui Ako model provide more flexibility in clustering arrangements and achievement challenges, and in the use of staffing and funding resources. Teacher Kaiako Appraisal. 3L. The Teaching Council of Aotearoa New Zealand develops more flexible guidelines for teacher kaiako appraisal, including team and peer appraisal. 4. Strengthening schooling provision. We need strong local provision and connected pathways through education. This needs to include kaupapa Māori pathways, digital learning where it is beneficial for learners ākonga, state integrated schools kura, and others of special character, and special schools kura that operate both locally and nationally. Recommendation 4. That the schooling provision strategy needs to facilitate a parallel kaupapa Māori pathway, be Te Tiriti o Waitangi led and inclusive of iwi. Develop more effective transitions as learners ākonga move through the schooling system. Develop guidelines for and expand full-service sites to provide additional services to communities with high levels of disadvantage. And make better use of digital and specialist learning expertise. What we want to achieve. We want to enable more coherent, connected, efficient and equitable provision of schooling for all learners ākonga, which includes a secure parallel kaupapa Māori pathway. Actions to achieve. 4A. An autonomous governance body is formed to support kaupapa Māori, which includes the educational organisations currently recognised as kaupapa Māori, Te Rūnanga Nui o Ngā Kura Kaupapa Māori o Aotearoa, and Ngā Kura a Iwi o Aotearoa, and respects their differences. 4B. A national strategy for future-focused state schooling provision is developed that is Te Tiriti o Waitangi led and regularly reviewed and refreshed by the Ministry of Education and Iwi. 4C. The Ministry of Education enables more effective transitions by providing a secure and trustworthy information-sharing platform from early learning, kohanga reo, through schooling to tertiary. 4D. National guidelines are developed for schools' kura to become full-service sites that offer extensive wraparound services in socio-economically disadvantaged communities. 4E. A review of the roles of Te Aho o Te Kura Pounamu and the Virtual Learning Network and the National and Local Special Schools Kura is undertaken with the aim of developing a more cohesive national approach to flexible learning and specialist provision. 4F. The Ministry of Education investigates the most effective ways to fund successful joint secondary school tertiary learning and make the changes necessary to encourage greater uptake. 5. More equitable access to schooling. Currently, learners ākonga and their families are not always able to exercise their legal right to a free state education and have few options to raise concerns or issues for resolution at a local level. Recommendation 5. That more equitable access to schooling for all learners ākonga needs to be assured through the establishment of independent parental and learner ākonga advocacy and complaints resolution panels, developing fairer enrollment processes, prioritising te reo Māori, prioritising Pacific language pathways, and better local provision planning. What we want to achieve: more equitable access to good quality schooling for every learner ākonga throughout Aotearoa New Zealand. Actions to achieve. 5A. Independent community-based panels established locally by the Education Support Learning Network to resolve any learner ākonga or parent or whānau issues that have not been able to be resolved at the school kura level. 5B. The Ministry of Education's Education Workforce Strategy and Professional Learning and Development Funding prioritise a step change plan to progress the capability and confidence of teachers kaiako and paraprofessionals working with learners ākonga to use te reo Māori in their work. 5C. Each Education Support Learning Network will have responsibility for planning local schooling provision in the context of the national strategy, in particular to ensure high quality and reasonably convenient access to Māori medium pathways, and also to Pacific medium pathways where there is both population and demand, and pathways for those with additional learning and behaviour needs. 5D. The Education Support Learning Network reviews existing enrolment schemes and approves new ones where required, to ensure they are fair and reasonable and meet the goals of the local network plan. 5E. To assure the viability and quality of all schools kura in a network, the Education Support Learning Network monitors and actively manages out-of-zone enrolments. 5F. The Education Support Learning Network makes decisions on school kura closures. Where an individual school kura has continual difficulty providing quality learning. 5G. Where there is more demand than places, all state-funded schools kura, whether state or state-integrated, will use the same balloting criteria and processes described in the Education Act of 1989. 6. Disability and Learning Support. Supporting learners, ākonga, with additional learning needs and making sure they are included in educational settings continues to be one of the most important but long-standing issues facing our system. Our consultation with many stakeholders confirmed the increase in those with highly complex needs and or challenging behaviour, many of whom, without timely, appropriate and early intervention, do not fare well in either the education system or life. Recommendation 6. That implementation of the National Strategy and Policy in Disability and Learning Support must ensure effective collaboration and coordination with the Education Support Learning Network to improve and spread local knowledge, expertise, and accessibility. What we want to achieve: better quality local service delivery for learners ākonga with additional needs. Actions to achieve. 6A. The Ministry of Education works across the system to lead national strategy and policy in disability and learning support. 6B. The Education Support Learning Networks are provided with the resources and key expertise to implement the national strategy and policy related to disability and learning support, thus providing better accessibility to schools kura, learners ākonga and whānau. 7. Improved resourcing. Overall, there is a gap between what Aotearoa New Zealand expects of its public education system in terms of equity and excellence and its resourcing. If we are to successfully respond to the educational debt discussed in our case for change, we need to pay particular attention to providing better resourcing for disadvantaged learners ākonga and for schools kura working in more complex contexts. Recommendation 7. That equity funding for the schooling sector is more equitably calculated and precisely distributed and substantially increased. Additional staffing is provided for primary school kura leadership and guidance counselling, and incentives are broadened for effective teachers, kaioko, and leaders to work in complex contexts. What we want to achieve. We want to improve equity and excellence by increasing the resourcing for schools kura serving disadvantaged learners ākonga, securing the ability of schools kura in more complex contexts to attract and retain staff, enhancing leadership teams in primary schools kura, and providing primary learners ākonga with guidance counselling. Actions to achieve. 7A. The new equity index is implemented as soon as possible, and equity funding is increased to a minimum of 10% of total school kura resourcing, operational and staffing, in relation to the level and concentration of disadvantage of the learners ākonga enrolled in a school kura. 7B. Improved staffing entitlements are provided for primary school kura management, as well as guidance counselling staffing entitlements. 7C. Incentives are broadened to attract and retain effective leaders and teachers kaiako in schools kura in more complex contexts. Strengthened national education agencies. The main national education agencies with schooling system responsibilities are the Ministry of Education, the Education Review Office, ERO, the New Zealand Qualifications Authority, NZQA, the Teaching Council of Aotearoa New Zealand. Our national education agencies struggle to provide what schools, kura, and education stakeholders need. There are challenges with insufficient resourcing for their vital roles, insufficient local discretion, insufficient capability, and perceived lack of coherence in the way they work separately and together. Recommendation 8. That significantly increased decision-making and budget discretion to support schools' kura be devolved through the establishment of education support learning networks as part of a new education support agency. The Ministry of Education significantly increases its focus on curriculum learning, assessment, and pedagogy through the establishment of a high-level specialist curriculum centre. This will include stronger oversight to NCEA and NZQA quality assurance processes. The school kura property portfolio is moved to a separate entity, either within or outside of the Ministry of Education. A leadership centre is located in the Teaching Council of Aotearoa New Zealand, and a repurposed ERO focuses on systems review, evaluation of the performance of education agencies, and no longer undertakes individual school kura reviews. What we want to achieve. We want the national education agencies to be trusted by schools kura to provide coherent, durable, and well-founded policy and frameworks for curriculum and assessment, to provide relevant and timely support, and to work in partnership with schools kura and stakeholders at both local and national levels. We want national monitoring and review of progress towards equity and excellence that includes the work of the national education agencies as well as schools kura, so that there is a sound basis for system-wide continual improvement. Actions to achieve. 8A. All national education agencies share responsibility for upholding Te Tiriti o Waitangi and the rights of the child, and performance is reviewed as part of their annual report. 8B. An education support agency, with education support learning network offices, is established to partner locally with schools kura and strengthen ongoing improvement in schooling. 8C. The Ministry of Education is reconfigured to prioritise its system leadership role through well-founded policies, strategies, curriculum expertise, and provision of resources, data analysis, and research for continual system improvement. 8D. School kura property services are undertaken by a self-managing entity within or separate from the Ministry of Education. 8E. ERO is repurposed and renamed the Education Evaluation Office to provide national-level evaluation and report on education system progress to support ongoing improvement. 8F. A National Leadership Centre is established and located in the Teaching Council of Aotearoa New Zealand. 8G. NZQA works with Curriculum Centre Oversight to ensure strong alignment of NCEA assessment and the intentions of the New Zealand curriculum. Next steps. The recommendations in this report are fundamentally about building the future culture of the schooling system. We need to move from an operating environment of low trust and high compliance costs to one of high trust and authentic collaboration. To succeed in changing the culture of schooling, we need to build capability and capacity throughout the system to ensure organizations, communities, and the people in them have the time and support they need to adapt to new challenges and opportunities. This will take time, resourcing, and goodwill, as well as broad political consensus. We need to get this right for our children and grandchildren, and for the future of Aotearoa New Zealand.